Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
I'm not tired of what we do, but the grind and the hustle of the things, like there's no plateau, there's no end game in entrepreneurship unless you make one.
Drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Welcome to the podcast.
That's a big weird thing about boys.
And then all of a sudden, they're supposed to not do it. We're talking about how boys, young boys, they love to touch each other, hug each other, scream.
Really hug each other. If you walk into a kindergarten playground, often it's the boys who are on top of each other. Like, they're very tactile and, in a way, feminine. And it's like we beat it out of them because it's not supposed to be that way.
The only people that are still allowed to pat each other on the butts is football players.
And I wonder.
And they're so uber masculine that it's like, it's okay for them to do it, you know?
Right. Okay. We think it's okay. I mean, it's not appropriate to walk around touching everyone's butt. I touch my kids' butt, which I probably should stop.
Oh, no. I love touching my kids' butts. Listen, I made those butts.
That's what I told my kids yesterday. Watching them giggle and laugh and smile may be the cutest thing in the world. They're all laughing, smiling, running. Oh. We are in Toronto, Ontario. It is, I don't know, sometime in April. I just talked to my girlfriend who had to go to New York because she's from there, but she's been living here because her dad is quite ill. And she said I said to Natalie yesterday, I'm feeling like we're out of, we're in the dark ages, and everyone's like, our content doesn't resonate with anyone right now because no one else is stuck at home. So like us being like still not even being like illegal to basically quote unquote leave your house. I mean, if you have to work, you're allowed to leave, but
we get alerts on our phones, like emergency alerts, to remind us to only go out for groceries.
Yeah, and it feels so archaic. And she's like, I'm in New York, it's open, people are walking around, they're playing basketball. And I think the hardest thing about being in a city right now where it feels like there's not competent leadership and no one knows what's happening. And literally there's confusion over who can get a vaccine, who can't get a vaccine. Why can't everyone get a vaccine? I understand priority populations. Anyways, not, that being said, wow. Oh, is he okay?
Yeah.
People are, it's just archaic. It feels so... Feels like everyone's got the internet and we don't.
It's like when some people think that Canada is so far away and we try to make sure that they know that to fly to New York takes less than an hour. And they're like, really? Now we're doing no justice to our country by, you know, letting Americans think we are so freaking different. And we are right now. And it's true is that everyone's got a different opinion and it's so, like, that's our leadership and nobody's, and everything contradicts itself. So everyone's like, really, it's frustrating. A lot of people are really upset. It's funny. My son was watching a story of my friend who was crying about the lockdown, and a lot of my, you know, a lot of my girlfriends and people I know, they like, they're, this is so upsetting to them. You know, mental health and all of that is so overwhelming, such a horrible time for so many people. My son goes, she has one kid, you have four, why are you crying, what's wrong with you? I said, you know, the one thing that our content can do is that we can always just find a little bit of brightness.
There's a car he's not gonna go.
And at the end, and at the end of it all, you know, we are able to find lightness. And what I do see, what I feel when I hear about the 4-week lockdown or stay at home orders, I feel, even though it's been like this forever, I feel the end. Like, I really feel it coming.
I don't even think about it anymore. I'm like, okay.
See, I'm not feeling, when they're very upset about these 4 weeks, I know that that's a thing and it's so hard to get out of, but I don't, it's almost like I'm past it and I'm ready for the next thing, preparing for the next. Lily!
I just feel like it's just about like we're watching 4 children run on a street play football while it's busy. That's what, if you hear, if you hear us take deep breaths or sharp sighs, it's because we're watching little boys with balls on what's supposed to be a dead end, but everyone thinks it's a shortcut. On a stay-at-home order when no one's supposed to be out.
Yeah, I don't know if it's essential to go visit dead people. I don't know if that's essential. I want to let them know, because you know what, I live beside a cemetery. I don't know if everybody realizes that you don't have to go see them now. They're not going to get deader. They're not getting deader.
They're not getting...
And they're not leaving the cemetery.
And they're not leaving the cemetery.
So they could probably wait till the stay-at-home order, but at the same time, no, I don't fucking care.
They might need to see
You know
people.
What? Do they need to? Some American friends say that they can't believe that that our Canadians aren't protesting more.
They are. They're just not.
Yeah, they're not. But we're doing it a lot less than, she's like, I feel like in the States, if this were to be the case, there would be so much more protesting.
There would be, like, people who are, like taking signs and marching and, like.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's not what you all want to hear about because you didn't come to us to talk about something you're not living. I mean, OMG.
Oh my gosh.
Do we have any questions today?
I guess no, because I think we did questions on Tuesday, like that one out for Tuesday. So this is going to be just us.
And we haven't done this in a long time.
And wow, I know, because we have guests and we have questions. We have...
I forget how to talk to you.
So much...
I mean, we haven't talked about Pound Town. Oh, we talked about Pound Town yesterday. Perfect.
Oh, so much. We have so much going on right now, guys. That's another thing, is I feel we are planning for after this. Like, everything we're doing. We're talking about tour. We're talking about new businesses and pushing business ideas. We're talking about preparing for the future. So I feel like we're almost there. And in that way, like, I want to prepare. Like, I want to buy my clothes.
I'm like, prepare. I'm like, what are you preparing for?
I don't want to... Listen, I lost 25 pounds. I don't want to go put it back on. Now's not the time. You know what I mean?
Oh,
we're getting out of here.
Okay, got it.
It's actually time to drop some more.
Oh, okay. Oh,
because once we get out, we're going to be at a restaurant every single day eating every onion ring I can find. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding. But... You know, it's like, this is the time to focus to prepare. Like, potentially buy a razor. Like, just buy a razor.
Oh, for your life.
Yeah, don't shave it yet, but be prepared.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, get a new lip gloss.
My husband was playing with my leg hairs yesterday to let me know that, you know what I mean? I was like, do you know what? Yeah. You don't get Pound Town tonight.
I know.
You don't get to touch my leg hairs and point it out.
I feel mine blowing in the wind sometimes.
Yeah, me too, but I don't care. You know what? I don't play with yours. I'm not like, look at your
hair. You have a back hair. I'm going to play with it. Oh, no.
No, I don't. So, no. Yeah, and you have massive armpit hair. Like, massive armpit hair.
It is the weirdest thing that women are supposed to shave their underarm hair and men are not, because it doesn't make them on a day-to-day basis look more masculine. It's under their shirt anyways.
It's so weird.
Wouldn't it be more comfortable for them to shave
it? Dude, I don't know why.
If I was a guy, I would shave my underarms.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, and I actually had a boyfriend who did. And his legs.
That'd be weird.
It was great. His skin was smooth and silky and soft.
Which boyfriend?
Oh, that one too. Sorry, that's two. Both bodybuilders.
Got it.
I'm really into muscles, actually, I guess. Isn't it weird to think, like, what your type is? Is that mine is, it's not necessarily, it's like, I like guys who are fit.
He looks mad.
You know?
You like guys.
And a lot of people think that's kind of gross, you know? I mean, I don't like bodybuilders that are like dehydrated. Just like a nice built, strong man.
Oh, yeah.
I love a six pack. I love pecs. I love big shoulders and arms.
I forgot. I have to remember how many kids I have here because I only thought I had one, but I actually have two.
But your daughter went and found my daughter. She's been doing school outside all day. So I just told her she's on the back porch.
Oh, that's really beautiful. We're all at home for school, too.
For 4 weeks? No, hopefully. Hopefully, we're going to go back to school on the 19th. But
I really hope so.
I think so.
You think so?
I
think so.
Guys, we had to have such a grown-up business call this morning. Oh, my gosh. The best part of having grown-up business calls on things that aren't fun.
Dude, I have realized I can't.
Yeah.
I can't sit and listen.
That's okay.
I need to move.
That's okay.
If you are, I feel for every Zoom person who is like me.
Yes.
Because I actually can't hear looking at it. I cannot hear.
Yeah.
I don't know how children are doing it.
Oh, I don't know.
I
think a lot of them aren't hearing.
I can't hear them.
No.
I need to walk. I need to be up. I was thinking when they were talking, it's like it doesn't go in my brain.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
well, that's okay. You know that. Don't you wish you knew that earlier?
Only found this. I have to turn. It's like I can't look at them, and I have to listen and walk and do something else that I can't fidget and and do something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how kids are doing. If you have a child who's really struggling online, I am them.
Yeah, because there's just, you don't get to like watch your friends and chit chat with your friends, and that's another thing I was thinking about. Okay, so one of those things is yes, it must be so hard to sit on your butt. Like my kids come out of school and they're like, I am so bored. Like Taylor finished yesterday and she's like, oh my god. And she's like, I need to take the dog for a walk. I'm so bored. I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally agree. Another thing I thought that was really funny is that every time you and I do a bunch of work in the day, I come home and I realize we talk for a living.
Oh, you're tired.
No, we talk so much.
Yeah, we do.
And it's the thing that I got in trouble for almost all of my life in school.
And now you do it.
And now it's like, that's what we do. We do interviews. We do podcasts. We do lives. We talk. A lot of people type for a living. We talk all the time.
I love that. Yeah, no, I
was very tired of talking after all of our work yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So it was constant chatter.
Yeah, that's right.
And my mouth was tired when I got home.
Was it?
Yeah. I was tired of talking. I didn't want to see any of them. I was like, I'm going upstairs.
And then you went to bed.
Yeah, of course. I had a nap. Oh, so good.
It was really good. Today was, the way I described it to this person is, and it was like, it's like we make content for a living. But now we know... Are you okay?
No.
We make content for a living, but we no longer want... We always want to make content for Kat and Nat, like the people.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to be able to create something that we can run, not make.
Mm-hmm.
So we can run it on the side. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you said that we won't be out on tour when we're 50, I was like, what?
Did I say 50? Because I meant 60.
You said 50.
Well, I also felt like I insulted him because he laughed. And I was like, oh, God, I didn't mean that 50 was old. Like, I didn't mean that at all. But I do think that is so many years from now. I don't know if that will still be on a freaking tour bus. Like, I don't know if that's... Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
I think it might run its course. You know, it might... knowing us, we'll find a different dynamic way to do it.
Will tour even be a thing anymore?
Oh, that's another thing.
Like, oh, my God. We are surrounded by children.
He has been in such a good, my littlest one, in a good laughy mood. He's in a good phase. A very good phase.
Is anyone in a bad phase?
I would say my oldest boy.
Okay, that's bad.
But not last night. Oh, my God. He just needs physical activity. He's good to go. And then my daughter had a little hissy fit at us last night. I mean, Tucker's a bit of a sloth. You know what? TJ's win. Everyone gets to win every once in a while. Who's winning in your house?
Who's winning in my house right now? Chloe's actually been helpful. She's mm-hmm. growing up.
Yeah.
I do believe that before their birthdays, they go through emotional growth spurts, and they can be terrible people. Like, it's like the leading up to the few months before their birthday, mm-hmm. or like the half month.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have these children who, I believe, developmentally are growing into themselves, but they become terrible people around the 3 to 4 month mark before the birthday, and then you'll see a change.
Oh,
so I do feel that Chloe, you can see it. When you walked in, you're like, "Wow, you're growing up." So you can see it, and I would say Chloe's good. They're actually all, touch wood, not terrible right now, which feels good.
Oh,
what?
Tucker just hit Max in the head. And they're laughing.
This is almost better not to watch. We're watching five boys play on the street with balls and cars.
And boys like to be on the verge of hurting each other all the time, you know? It's like they like to live in that danger space. So when we had the conversation, though, today, it was like there's two conversations that I'm able to have that I actually can focus, and I know how to answer the questions, which so often in life I'm like I don't really know the answer to that.
What is that?
Like baking, like I never really know.
Or if you talk about baking politics,
let's say American politics, or okay. like what else don't I know? I don't know how to do my kids' schoolwork.
I love it. Someone today on Instagram, because I was talking about how our government is running things,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, I thought you liked, if I recall correctly. Directly, you're socialists up there. And I'm like, no, girl, we're not socialists. We just believe in equal rights. I'm like, sorry about that. Sorry that we believe in equality. Mm-hmm. We believe in women's rights. We believe in gay rights. We believe in rights for people. That's what we believe in.
Yeah.
And I was like, so call it socialism, call it equality.
Yeah, totally.
She's like, this is what you get for liking socialism. And I'm like,
wow.
No, I don't think we're...
That dog. Oh, my God. Cars. Look at how fast that car was going. The conversations that we are having are absolutely in preparation for the future, which is going to be bright. And I think that, you know, it's almost like when we were talking to this, it's like he's looking at the house like he knows who lives there. When you're having these conversations and planning for the future, I feel like we've been running our business for almost a decade, and when then someone looks at it from the outside, or two different people are now looking at it from the outside and saying, "Holy shit, what you built can be so amazing." it's like we earned it. We built it.
It's not amazing yet, but they said it could be amazing.
They're smart enough to know.
Oh, this is maybe not the best idea to do a podcast on the street.
My husband says I have to watch the kids there, or else he'll come out because he thinks that the cars go too fast and we need to be watching.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
But yeah, like these two brilliant people that have seen so many businesses succeed are saying, you have it. You have it right here in front of you.
Now, what are you going to do with it, Linda?
Well, now it's let me help you figure out how to do it.
Wow. This is actually, it's actually very frightening to watch children play on the street because they do not look. Mm-hmm. They don't look at what they're doing. They're oblivious. Yeah, no, it's, guys, sorry, this podcast I feel like is ping-ponging, and I'm sure it's very annoying to listen to as we talk about what's happening on the street that you can't see. So I will try to keep it tight in front of me here.
So we are just so you know, for our business, we have hired somebody, an external basically consultant, to come in and look at all of our streams, everything that we've done.
Streams of income.
Of income, and figure out where to focus, where to spend time, and also take things off our plate that we're not experts in, so we can still continue to grow what we love to be a part of every single day. And then we have somebody who's like, I believe so much in you guys. I want to give you a helping hand.
Yeah.
And that offer sounds so easy to say, okay, yeah, help us. But it comes along with a decision that could be with you for the rest of your life. So you have to think it through, and it takes so long, and you have to ask all the experts, and you want to make the right decision.
In life, I know that we have experts around us to protect us from making decisions because, I mean, there's been times we've dodged a few bullets where mm-hmm. we would be in a very different position than we are right now. But I guess that's why you pay people mm-hmm. to look out for your best interest yeah. in terms of lawyers, in terms of things. And I think it's easy to be negligible or like just be like let's just do this because it's the easiest path of resistance, you know. And so much of me would just be like, oh, I'm too tired, you know. When you own a business for so long, we sat with someone many many years ago,
yeah,
and she just said, I'm so tired. Like, I have been doing this for 15 years. Mm-hmm. You get tired of doing the same thing without like a level of success, right? Like, you get tired of it. And I was like, she's like, wait till you get there. And I'm like, I'm not tired of what we do, mm-mm. but the grind and the hustle of the things, like there's no plateau. There's no end game in entrepreneurship unless you make one. Mm-hmm. So we could sit here and do this forever, uh-huh. but we wouldn't be able to sustain what we were doing because we would grow tired of doing the same yeah. thing. Oh, and already new things are coming out, you guys, in terms of like platforms and like social media, and everyone's like, you should go here.
It'll
you should
never
get this.
Stop. It's never going to stop.
It's Instagram will be obsolete one day mm-hmm. and one day soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean soon, in the next 5 years or 10 years, there will be a bigger platform because the moms are on Instagram. That's where they'll stay. And then the younger generation will come in just like TikTok, but the moms are like older moms have aged out. Some are on there, but majority are not.
Yeah.
And then another one will come in.
And I feel like there's just going to be, instead of everybody like having to load onto one, there's going to be so many that each one is going to be like more
targeted. Like, think of Clubhouse.
Yeah, like, but it'll be more targeted. Like, there's a lot of people who aren't on Clubhouse, but that is a perfect place for a lot of people. And it's like, instead of
we started
being like,
and then we were like, this is just not for us. We already do this every
everywhere.
That's what's so great is that there's going to be options. So, like, before there was only Facebook. So everyone was on Facebook. Then everyone goes to Instagram. And what it's going to be like in the future is because there's so many different smart people creating and developing so many things that you'll be able to go to what suits you best. And you will be served all of the content and information that is perfect for you
and you'll get to a level where you don't have the desire to go and conquer every platform. Mm-hmm. Like yes. Right now, we want to get to a place where we don't need to go to another platform to have to be successful.
Yeah.
It's like, that's where, when I say I'm tired, I'm like, I am not going on Diplo or whatever that one is that David Diplo, like, because someone's like, you need to get on that. Mm-hmm. You need to get on Clubhouse.
And
you need to get on this.
Say that. You need to know yourself well enough. And after enough years, we know, like, we just heard about a new platform today. After reading the deck and the introduction, it immediately spoke to both of us. Like, immediately we were like, this suits
us. But again, it was another fucking platform. And
I was
like, oh my God, how many platforms can you create before? Like, it's crazy. People go to Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, like, they follow everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, aren't you bored?
Mm-mm.
No, I know, but just, I mean, that's a lot of things to have to consume.
Sometimes, though, when I'm on all of my platforms, I'm done them all, and I'm like, I'm searching on my phone, I'm like, nothing, there's nothing else.
This is the problem.
I'm at the bottom of the internet. You hit the bottom of the internet where you've seen everything. Oh,
and sometimes Instagram makes me want to barf. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I hate Instagram. You know, this is a secret that I'm telling you all, because Instagram is our biggest, income stream for partnerships. Like, it's, well, on Facebook Live. I love Facebook Live, but it's just hard to get to it sometimes because, God, everyone's like, where are you? I need you. We will go tomorrow, I promise. Mm-hmm. But, Instagram.
Why are they going inside?
I'm not them. Instagram is, maybe they're on the trampoline.
Oh yeah, right.
Instagram is it's a beast of content where it's like you have to say the same shit over and over again, and then you say something different and everyone's like, I don't know. I don't know, guys. I think we just need to get a TV show and move on, you know? I think if we had producers, we'd be, I mean, you know what I mean? I love the TV people get something that sits in front of them and they just talk about it.
Oh, like, I know. I was thinking about Kelly Ripa today, and I was thinking that every day
when
she goes,
they just get to be a personality.
She just gets to, like, I know she researches her stories and stuff, but all the stories that she's given or she reaches are all juicy, and she gets to sit and talk with what I think seems like her best friend at this point.
Yeah, but it's, they don't have to research. They have producers.
She claims that they, she's
my friend, we've been, how many TV shows have we been on?
Yeah.
How many? That and we know the producers find the story, find the segment, then the guest
just have to react to it,
and then the guest makes the fucking segment up, and then they do all the work, and then and I'm not saying hosts don't work hard. All I'm saying is, when you have to make your content from scratch all day every day versus someone finding your content and then you doing it, wow.
We used to have Lindsay give us things to talk about, and we never used to talk about what she gave us.
Because we'd always go off the rails.
We'd always be like, oh, this was a... Yeah, that's boring. Boring story. Poor Lindsay's like, that's what they're doing. They're talking about it on TV. We're like, yeah, that's so cliche. Let's talk about nothing. Let's talk about things that don't make sense. Let's talk about fantasies.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I am feeling... When I talked to my girlfriend today in New York, and she was explaining the feeling she was having of, like... it being like your life back, I was like, wow, like my daughter needs shorts right now. Chloe, she has no shorts. Natalie saw her today, walked in, and she walked away in hot pants, so they're basically underwear.
I think look great on her.
Natalie, she could not bend over in school. She could not cross her
legs. Listen, you're worried about that. She was wearing nylons for pants and no underwear today. I think that's what we have to worry about.
So I have no clothes. I've got leggings and tops for her, but I don't have the next, like, the hot weather for her yet. You can't go to a store to buy it. We're looking at like 7 to 10 days because they're so backed up.
If you buy it, you can't return it.
Can't return it, so it sits in your house for 101 years. I know this is first world problems to have, but I'm just like, I can't believe there was a day when we could just go hop in the car, go grab a few things, bring them home.
I asked my sister-in-law, I said, have you been watching Younger? She said, yeah, I'm on season 4, but now it's depressing me because watching them all go to these New York bars and restaurants is making me feel bad. So then I told her that your friend is in New York and all this, and I'm like, it is coming. Like, I really, instead of feeling at the bottom of this barrel, I feel we are cusping on the top. We're about to overflow, and like you've always said, and they say now on the news, the roaring 20s are going to be off the chain.
I can't believe I called that. I called that, guys. I called that like a year ago as a joke. There's a mom truth about it.
Yeah.
I feel like someone stole that from us and decided that that was the case.
I mean, I thought that you heard someone say it, because how do you know about a pandemic in the 20s?
My mom told me.
Okay.
She was the one who told me, you know, like, about, because she remembers it.
So your mom kind of called it.
My mom.
And she is your mom, so it's basically you.
My mom told me that when she went through some pandemic, like maybe like polio, I can't remember. She was very young.
Her mom told her to take a nap.
Yeah. You need to take a nap. And I was like, why?
That doesn't even make sense.
Because she was home. And then my grandmother's mother,
waste time.
Go to fucking bed.
That's what I do.
I know.
To make the day go by faster?
Could you? Here's a question for you.
Yeah.
So my mom gave up her house in Toronto, so she has no house right now. Now, why, you ask? I don't know. Okay? So my mom currently has nowhere to live. She's in...
That is kind of crazy that she has no house.
She's in an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
My mom.
Yeah.
70-something years old.
Everything's in storage?
Everything's in storage, okay?
Yeah.
So this is my mom, okay? And I hope she doesn't listen to this. But
she told me she absolutely did not.
Okay. So she is at a vulnerable age where there's things that I should bring up for her to address.
Right.
But it gets mad when that happens.
Oh, really?
Yeah, very.
Like, she doesn't want to admit that she's getting older.
Well, yeah. Like, okay, I'm just going to say it. Oh, God, I hope she doesn't listen to this. God damn it. I'm like, you should probably get your hearing checked.
Right, right, right.
And it's like an absolute no. And it definitely everybody should, not even just her.
I know.
Everybody should, because you don't know what you can't hear.
Exactly.
How do you know?
Yeah.
It's not personal.
No.
So I'm at the fine, delicate balance of, it. Number one, she will have to come live with me when...
We travel.
Anytime.
She's planning on getting a place?
Well, this is what's so... Like, of course I'm there for my mom.
Yeah.
But when I leave, it's my husband and her. Like, how do you broach this? So...
Maybe bedtime's really early.
I mean...
You have two living rooms. Your husband could go work upstairs or in the living room.
Can you imagine your husband was like, so I'm leaving.
Yeah.
My father-in-law is coming to stay
My husband could hang out with my mother, no problem.
They could live together for a few weeks?
Yes. Yes, but
for life, actually.
For life. Well, I mean, that's going a little too far, but a lot of people do that in a lot of cultures.
I know. You know what? I don't think my mom... Oh, God, I don't know. I.
You know, you should make your mom a little apartment so she can just have her own space. Because that's what you want.
I mean, I would do anything for my mom. It's really... I know a lot of you are listening, and
you might lose your gym.
It's really interesting having parents who are aging, and you become the expert in certain situations, and they're no longer the expert. And
it's
weird. Yeah, it's really weird. And sometimes, we live in a world that they don't know about in terms of like technology. My mom is like, but my dad, I think. It's wild to see how you have to become the caregiver.
Yeah.
You can kind of get a glimpse
of... They go back to being babies, you know, where
so
you have to make
up
decisions with their finances, with taking care of them. You know, they become incapable eventually of taking care of themselves, like being responsible for themselves.
And I said to my brother...
It's such a fucked up world.
I said to my brother, I'm like, at any point, all of my parents are at a place where it's like, it could be one moment. Like, it's not like, you know, time is not on their side. And I guess that was my point. You know,
it's really weird when they retire, because it's like they're retiring for the end.
And then I was like, and I'm the power of attorney for everybody. Is this a wise decision? I might be on tour. What are we doing here, people?
I might be on tour.
Like,
I'm sorry. I am on stage with dead dancers right now. I cannot handle this question.
I had a moment of grown-upness where I was like,
this was some big decision.
And then I was like, no, you can't go live up north because I can't come help you up. Like, I can't leave. Like, it's such...
I think it's going to be, eventually, she's going to have to get a place here.
Natalie... It is a wild, wild ride right now. And, you know, COVID's kind of like paused everything because she's up in one place. But
it's also weird. It's also a different situation, too. It's because, like, she's single. So it's not like you have your dad to talk to about it. I find that whole thing with divorced parents so weird, too, is that, like, when your parents decided to get married, you were not a part of that decision.
No, I was not.
Now, you can't turn to your dad for help with your mom. You can't turn to... at least your dad has a wife.
Yeah. And I'm trying to prep my mom. You know, I'm trying to be like... I need to know what you want. Mm. Where do you want to go? Mm. What do you want to do?
I love older people who are so open about that. Like, my friend's mom's like, you can put me in a home.
Yes.
But I need the view to be this.
Well, they don't talk about it. So, like, they like, kind of get mad at me for bringing it up. But I'm like, God. If you could just
get... weird? Because if someone were to talk to me at this age about it, like, what do you want to do when you get older? I wouldn't be offended talking about it.
No, and I wouldn't be mad.
No, I want to be in Florida.
I want to be with my family. Yeah. Like, take me on a few trips. Yeah. Take me out for some walks. Get me a hot... And I maybe...
Don't let me run out of alcohol. That would be
maybe
just
cruel.
Maybe
it's not that easy. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that this is a very sensitive topic for so many people, but I feel like we're getting to the age where our parents... where our parents will be... Where I think that balance is so hard and difficult.
Also, estate planning is so important. Like, because families break up over you know who's fighting now? They're in our city, there were these billionaires who were murdered, and it's a mystery. And they have kids, and the kids are now fighting because fighting over the money. They lost their parents. They were murdered, and now they're fighting. And it happens.
And you heard how they were found, right?
I think so.
At an open house. They were selling their house, and it was there was an indoor pool and an in-ground pool, and they were, like, going through the house, and they went down to the basement into the pool, and there they were, murdered. And, like, and they didn't sell that house, by the way. They didn't buy that house, those people.
But isn't it so crazy, guys, to think... You'd think that would never happen. Like, first you find out your parents are dead, and you're like, all we have is each other. And then you fight over money, and it happens over and over and over again. So, like, estate planning is the most important. If you're listening to this, and there's any way that you can get your parents to talk to a financial advisor about what they want, even if they have $10.
I said to my dad, I'm like, what do you want? He's like, that's a great question. And I'm like, could y'all let me know where you want to go, what you want to do? Do you have enough money to suffice, are we screwed? Like, I need to know.
Am I going to be supporting you?
Yeah.
I know, that's such a good question. Like,
I have, yeah.
Because they become the burden, they become the responsibility of the children.
I do believe it's a generational gap where they don't want to talk about it. Like, it's not something you talk about.
We'll be better.
I do feel like we'll be better, and I do feel like we'll be more open, and I do feel like our wishes will be, like, I feel like death, and I feel like... Yeah. You know, like, I feel like death for them, that conversation is, you know, let's just go here. Inheritance, okay?
Yeah.
Like, inheritance is like, you do not talk. It's like sacrilegious to talk about it. It's rude. It's disrespectful. But in terms of, like, financial planning for your family and in terms of, like, what taxes you have to pay and, like, you know.
It's like you could, as an older person, work your whole life to make this amazing legacy for your children, but you don't plan properly. You don't tell your children. And then you get fucked and your money just goes to the government. Because you didn't plan properly.
Yeah, no, there's so many X, Y's, and Z's, and I feel like our generation will be much more open to the conversations of, like, where we want to go, what we want to do.
I can only hope the financial literacy becomes a way more common class for
children. My daughter's taking it.
Yeah, I remember in high school thinking that I wish that they taught me about the stock market.
Grade 6, my daughter's taking financial literacy. Mm-hmm. And my husband's like, well, this should be a whole year. It actually should be embedded into the whole curriculum.
I assume she's taking grade 6. She's probably going to take it all the way through.
I hope. I mean, but I don't know.
Because you can't take something in grade 6 and expect to remember in grade 12.
I'm pretty sure that happened in grade 7. I learned how to write a check in grade 7.
Oh, yeah?
My stepmom came in and taught us all.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, still to this day, to write a check, I don't really get the 765 tenths. Do you know what I mean?
What?
All of that.
Are you saying?
Like, you know, when you're like, you have to write, like, 2,695. Yes. I don't know where the cents goes and the dollars. Yeah. And if it's 1,000, 7,200, fitting the dollars and the hundreds on one line.
I know. It's long.
That's not fair. That's very true. You get what I'm saying now?
Yeah, and 70 is a long word. Yeah.
It's dumb.
70,392 dollars. You don't have to write the cents.
Yeah, you do in the thing. Where does that go? It's very tricky. That's all I want to tell you. Like, it is not an easy conversation. And COVID has put, like, major, I had this conversation. Oh, God, I can't believe I'm telling you guys this. Uh-huh. But I said to, you know it. I said, help me out if anyone agrees. I feel like grandparents who've been taken out of the game with children for over a year and mm-hmm. haven't seen their grandchildren, mm-hmm. their patience is going to be a lot less mm-hmm. and their tolerance for what they used to be able to do will be so much less because children come at you so fast, so hard, so loud.
So unpredictably.
And when you haven't, they're like a rhythm.
Yeah.
Like they're like a cadence.
And that's why they say grandchildren is so good for older people because it keeps their youth. Like it keeps them youthful because they remember what it's like to, you know, see the world fresh and just be crazy.
And I think they'll be more irritable. Like I feel, wow, his penis is bouncing in his pants. Oh his God. Penis is bouncing in his pants. He's wearing great pants and his penis is everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Oh, his penis really is everywhere.
Yeah. And what was he going to do? He's wearing gray tight track pants.
How do they not?
I don't know. They should tie it down.
How do men not see their gray?
I think they're happy about it. It's like girls who show their cleavage.
No way.
Yeah, I think so.
So penis bulge is important.
Oh, God. You know one of the guys we follow on Instagram, Joshua?
Yeah, but I feel like that's a tasteful bulge.
It's the tightest pants and bulge I've ever seen.
So bulge is in.
Cleavage.
I never knew this.
Yeah.
And I've never seen so much dick in my life.
We think breasts are so beautiful and that penises are these weird anaconda snakes. But in guys' minds, they think that their penises are gorgeous, sexy, amazing.
So if they have moose knuckle, they're like, yes.
Yeah, those are my balls and my dick.
Wait a minute.
She is getting excited as I walk down the street. Why else do they all their track pants
gray? So he's running and his dick is flapping.
And he's hoping
he's like,
we're watching.
Yes.
Like he succeeded. When you just saw his penis bouncing, he just got exactly what he came out for.
Wow. I'm actually, no, like this just in, I'm mind blown.
We should have asked Joshua when we asked him about the camel toe and he said he likes it. We should have said, do you do it on purpose?
And that's risky if you get a boner. Very risky in gray track pants.
I swear, I don't know how, because they can't control themselves. Yeah. And something crosses their mind and all of a sudden they're tenting in their gray track pants at the gym.
I know. Maybe they love that too.
Right.
Maybe they're like, I've got a boner.
And it works.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I mean, my husband told me last night that, hey, Natalie, you know, when you get the vaccine, they also give you Viagra in the shot.
Wait. Sorry. He told you there's Viagra in a vaccine.
Yeah, so it's coming at me. Careful.
When he gets his vaccine?
Yeah.
He's going to come at you?
Yeah.
That's what he told you?
Because they shoot Viagra into the men one, too. So when they come home, they're ready to go.
That's such a lie.
Of course it is.
I love that. He's like, what? My boner's hard. You better take care of that because I got Viagra. Really? You better go talk to that nurse, man or woman, whoever injected you and let them know that to put that down.
Yeah, imagine, I believed him, and we went to go get our vaccines. I'm like, could you please remove the Viagra from my husband's vaccine? I'm not looking for a rodeo tonight.
You should totally. So, out of all the myths and conspiracy theories, I'm not sure where this one falls, but is there a Viagra in the vaccine?
I heard there's a Viagra in Pfizer. Is that true? Can we get the Moderna?
I hear they get very horny. Can you switch it up for me?
Just give them the AstraZeneca.
Just give them whatever one doesn't give. You know what? While you're at it, give them the anti-Viagra.
Yeah.
Kill his boner.
Yeah.
Give the boner.
I need a break.
Killer.
It's been a long pandemic.
Take that boner out for like 4 weeks. Give me a 4 week break of a boner.
Yeah. It'll come back after 4 weeks, and that's exactly the recovery I'm going to need when we get out of this pandemic.
You know, sex is weird with older kids because they don't go to bed.
Oh, Catherine.
Oh.
Oh.
It's very weird.
I know. It's like I would have to like wait them out just to make sure they're dead asleep. Because it's the older ones you want to catch you the least.
Oh my.
Or hear it.
God. Oh.
Oh.
When you're loud.
God. Well, you know, who knows, you know.
No.
You know. They could hear things.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that would be gross. I mean, my daughter would probably die for life. But maybe she needs to know. People do it. It's fine. Now tell me, are you planning on doing it?
Wait.
I was talking to my daughter there.
Right.
Keep it open.
I was like, me, I'm like, wait a minute. Wait. So we do it. Are you planning doing it?
Yeah. Doing it is normal, but I mean, not till you're 18.
You're a bit young to be doing it. Like, no sex before 17.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, is that right?
What?
Is that right? That'd be a good time to wait till, but they don't. I did.
Oh my God. When I see 15 and 16 year olds and the thought of them having sex actually makes me feel it's laughable. It's actually laughable.
It would look so dumb.
It would be laughable.
Well, I remember.
I'm like, don't waste your time. Children, to the girls, don't waste your time.
Totally.
Don't even. You know what? It's
totally.
A waste of time.
I know.
And once you start, you can't stop.
You can't stop. I remember because I was the last of everyone that I knew to have sex. I was totally fine with it. I had boyfriends who wanted to do it, and I just didn't want to do it. And I remember this one friend. She was always, after every weekend, so, did you lose it? Nope. She's like, can I please be the first to know? And it just went on and on and on. I was like, still nope. And I'm like, my girlfriends have been doing it. For years.
Shut up.
Years.
I remember the first person to have sex was grade 9.
Oh, well, we knew people in grade 7 and 8.
Let's think of that.
I know.
That is ludicrous.
I know.
You know, I knew someone in grade 9 and I was like, whoa.
Who was it?
What? Or.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, no, I
mean, she would have a boyfriend that would go to cottage
trips.
With her.
Yeah, no, totally.
Like, that's progressive.
That's progressive.
That's like your daughter in 2 years having a boy come and sleep in her room and go on family trips with you.
That was my brother. Well, your brother did it, too. My brother did it. My
not
little brother.
Not in grade 9.
My little brother did.
In grade 9.
Mm-hmm.
Brought a girl with him.
She'd come to the cottage. Sometimes her mom would come.
And were they making love in grade 9?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. And I can't confirm it was his first. Oh, God. My older brother. My stepbrother.
I'm dead.
You want to know what I did for a family member once?
I sure do. Of course I do. What do you think I am? You think my name's Catherine?
Okay, guys, I have a lot of siblings, so you won't know which one this is.
You know what? It wasn't even a sibling.
No, it was like a cousin.
It was a cousin.
So my cousin, I'm on my way home from work downtown. My cousin calls me, and he's like, hey, I need you to do me a favor. And I'm like, what? And he's like, I need the morning after pill.
Oh, Natalie.
I'm like, first of all, I can't believe we're having this conversation. And second of all, well, fuck, I don't want to ruin your life.
How old is the cousin?
The cousin was probably, like, in high school. So the cousin goes, late high school. I got off the streetcar, went on the subway, got on a bus, went to the walk-in clinic, waited for 2 hours to go into my doctor to say that the condom had fallen off.
Did he have to check your vagina?
No, they don't have to check at all.
Okay.
I just said the condom ripped or fell off and I need the morning after pill. And I went, I got it and I got the prescription and I took it to my cousin.
That's like a life owed.
I would say so, because she couldn't get to the doctor and he couldn't, like, get it. So, I mean, now I think it's over the counter, right? I don't know what it is. It's called Plan B. But I was like, I have to do this for you.
Wow. That's wild. That's wild. Yeah, no, I'm like, there's a lot of children. That's a lot of sex. That's a lot.
We have 7 kids that will all be like sexually active at the same time.
No. Chloe is 6.
No, but
No.
Tomorrow.
No.
Here's a question. Okay.
She's still in 12. She's 5. In 12 years, she'll only be 17. 12 years. In 12 years, Olivia and Taylor will be 20. They could be married. Yeah, so let's just settle down.
I kind of feel like don't have sex till you're 17 or 18 and don't get married till you're 30.
Yeah, okay, let's tell those rules.
Let's sit them down.
Let's do that.
What about hand jobs, blow jobs, fingering? Is that all up for grabs?
It's not worth it. It's not worth it.
I mean, I agree.
Like, I'll let them know. You can try it, but at the end of the day, putting your finger in your vagina as a boy,
I didn't mind that. I just didn't know how to do the rhythm of a hand job. I was so nervous to do it wrong. And I remember everyone saying, like, it's not their hand, so the unfamiliarity of your hand will just be a turn on anyway.
Kind of makes me want to barf.
But like the rhythm, because I was like, I could never
and
do
the
it.
Position,
like you do it. Oh yeah, like
lie.
How do you get the hand? Like I hated. Well, first of all, I never like barely ever did a blowjob. I just did a blowjob for like the first time a little while ago.
Yeah, no, blowjobs are. I don't like blowjobs.
No, I know.
Just you know, this just.
Oh, I did one random one in Alley once, but that. But I did not do blowjobs. But hand jobs, it was like, you know the rhythm? You just like...
Yeah, yeah.
It's the like position, they know how to do
the
it,
the position,
but,
the rhythm, the thing.
Like, and you've heard everything, like play with the balls, go right to the top of the shaft. Like, don't forget the tip. I don't know how this thing works.
No, me neither. You know what? No. It's so much.
And then when they want to go down on you, oh, God!
And they're going to... That's going to happen to them.
Licking your freaking pee hole.
That's gonna happen to them. And they're gonna be like, what the fuck is going on?
When they go down, you're just like, whoa! Now you're thinking about your pubes, you're thinking about the smell, you're thinking about the everything.
Oh my God.
And you can't enjoy it? Are you kidding? What are you doing down there?
What are they gonna do about that? I mean, what the girl, the girls and boys, like, this has got to stop.
I know.
You know what? I know. We have a hard stop.
I
17
know.
Years old. You cannot.
Yeah, no, 17. Let's sit them down at dinner tonight.
Yeah, 17. Really sorry, everyone. This just in.
6 at 17 or later.
17 or later.
Marriage at 30
or later.
You
could even be turning 17 that year.
Oh, wow. 16?
Okay, 17.
Turning 18.
Yeah, that's a hard, that's a great rule.
Yeah, I think so too.
But yeah, otherwise, like, I'm not having sexual activity under my roof. I have to do it enough. You don't get to do it too. There's enough sex going on in my house. I should be like,
well, if Olivia has a boyfriend and she's up on the third floor, is he allowed up in her room?
I haven't got there yet.
I know. I just thought about it yesterday.
It depends what age they are. Mm-hmm. Depends how much I know him. Mm-hmm. Depends, like,
yeah.
It depends on, like,
yeah.
Her, my trust with her.
You know, you're so right. It's not one of those things that's like, this is the law and this is the way it's going to stay.
No.
You have to roll.
Yeah, you have to roll. And I would have to, like, honestly, like, understand that it would just be the respect. How respectful are they around
mm-hmm,
me?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And is it like, you know, I mean, I don't know what her dad would do. I don't think it's me.
Gross. Yeah, no, I don't. Yeah.
I think she would be... I don't even know if she'll bring a guy home if he's home. Because he would be like...
I never did
for
a long time.
He would die. Mark would die.
I can just picture it. Hey, nice to meet you.
He would be like...
And then they'd shake hands and be like, okay.
No,
I think your husband would be friendly. I think he'd be nice.
I think it's going to blow his mind when it happens because it'll happen faster than he knows. Do you know what I mean? He hasn't really caught up.
Or she might be like me, and I don't know, you maybe, that didn't bring boys home forever.
I mean, I was caught with boys and the front step and in the back and in the basement. I was caught.
By your dad?
They'd open the door and I'd be making out with someone.
Oh.
Everywhere.
Oh my God, that is horrific.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, but whatever. I mean,
I guess, were you drunk?
Sure, probably.
I never got caught. I never brought them home for so long. When they picked me up for a date, they weren't allowed to ring my doorbell.
Where'd your mom think you were going?
I'm going on a date, but I would say I'm going on a date, mom, but like I would say to the boy, do not come to my door. Let me know when you're outside and I'll walk out.
I wouldn't call them boyfriends, if you know what I mean.
Oh, no, I wouldn't. These weren't boyfriends either.
Okay, yeah, no, there was no dating.
Yeah.
I don't think I went on a date till
I
was
on lots.
I'm
in my 20s.
Yeah, no, I think I just made out. Like, I would. Okay. I didn't like dates. I don't to try. I don't smile.
Yeah.
You know, I went on a date with my husband, but I got shit canned.
Yeah, oh, I always got shit canned.
Yeah, I went on lots of, like, I think people thought we were on dates, but I was not on a date. I was at a free dinner. You know, I was drinking, and then I would just.
I wanted to check out new restaurants and not pay for it, sure.
Yes.
And then one time a guy came to the door when I told him not to, and when I came downstairs, my mom had answered the door. I was fuming. Like, that date was over before it started. I can't trust you. I told you not to knock on my door.
And he did it.
Yeah, my mom was like, oh, he was so handsome. He was so polite.
And you were like, guy and me are over. We're done.
And then he made me dinner. Like, he was too polite. He got me my favorite dessert. I'm like, this is too much.
Okay, God. You know what? You're way too nice.
Yeah, to you're me. Way too good. No, you this are, is...
What's going
you
on?
You like me already too much.
Yeah, that... I feel that on every... Hold on.
What are you doing?
I just don't see much on... Oh, my God.
It's a long body. Thanks for listening to us just talk. I think we covered so many topics to think about. If you love this podcast, which you do because you listen this long, please give it 5 stars. Share it with everyone you know. Come just check us out on Instagram or at catnot.ca to see what's going on next. We have tons of exciting things happening, and we cannot wait to share it with you.
No, we can't.
Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck. Wow, it's been so long. That was really fun, guys. That was a great combo. And
don't be tardy for the party.
Don't be tardy for the party.
Bye. Thank you.